Hey, this is Scotty Mac, and you're the Locust. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, our bus broke down, helped save the Year of the Locust Tesla tour. We'll drop a link, please visit, and donate if you can. We'll see you next time we're in town.
Yeah. Woo!
Back to the mosh pit. This is the King.
And this is Wes.
Ready to rock.
Here we go. So what's on our subject matter for today?
Let's talk about artificial intelligence.
Works for me.
What do you think about it?
In one way, it's really cool. In another way, it's really, really scary.
It's some nervy shit, man. It's sketchy. Like, take Elon Musk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk has said that he actually went to President Obama and several other people warning them about the fear that he has and the risks of artificial intelligence. If a motherfucker like Elon Musk is worried, I mean, you know, that's some scary shit.
Yeah, I'd say so.
He actually sat down with the President of the United States at that time, warning them about the risks of artificial intelligence. What was you saying? Skynet? Terminator?
Skynet becomes self-aware.
That type of shit is what he's worried about. He made it out to be like that's the biggest thing he's scared of right now. And you know, he's a fucking genius.
Yeah. That could actually be really... It could be cool in a way, but yet it could still be the end of humanity as we know it.
Exactly. Take that eater robot, for instance.
The one that's supposed to...
The war machine.
Yeah, that eats trees right now.
Got a chainsaw on the front. But you know, I've heard, and it's probably just a rumor or, you know, sensationalized, I've heard they want to get to the point where they create a war machine like that eater robot that's autonomous, but it feeds off the bodies of the dead as energy instead of like trees and whatnot that the eater they have designed now. That'd be some fucked up shit.
What would be even worse is when do the dead bodies not replenish its energy and it's got to go after the living?
And how do you program a robot to only kill the enemy? How does it know the enemy from any other human being?
Yeah, that's that whole who's actually the real enemy.
Exactly. So, let's play some Concrete Super Gun. Bang My Head Forever.
Discussion. So what do you think about Siri and Google and Amazon Echo and all those that are constantly listening to you?
Well, I have the Google Home.
I'm sorry.
It's weird, man. Yeah, I know. It's my wife's, but it's weird. I mean, like if you say, I've asked it, hey, Google, where can I hide a dead body, just to see what she said. And she's like, I can't help you with that. But if you ask it, hey, Google, are you recording me? She won't say no. Hmm. She'll just give you the privacy laws. Like, she'll spit out the privacy law thing.
Hmm.
And you're like, okay, cause you're not going to say no, you're not recording me, right?
Right.
You know? So it's kind of weird because you'll say, hey, Google, blah, blah, blah. And if she doesn't know, she'll say, oh, I don't know, but I'm still learning. So that means this fucking thing's learning. That's weird to me. I don't know.
That's, yeah, that's kind of scary. But, you know, it all goes back to, I don't mean to get political, but for just this one little thing. It goes back to after 9/11, where they imposed the freedom.
What is it? The Freedom Act? Or
yeah, the Freedom Act.
Where they can spy on us, basically, and get away with it.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't mean to be a conspiracy theorist, but I feel like that was done just to make everything that we're getting now possible.
Well, it goes back to the cell phone thing, too. Your cell phone's always listening.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you believe that or not, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why people are like, how are we just talking about something and all of a sudden I have an ad? How are we just talking about tiling our living room floor and all of a sudden an ad pops up for tile?
Dude, I was looking for
I
was looking for a new bed like 2 weeks ago. That's the only thing on my timeline.
Never searched it. Did you search it?
I searched it one time.
Oh, okay. Because their shit will pop up. You know, you never search it. You've just been talking about.
Yeah.
And that happens to people all the time. And they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
The motherfucker's listening.
What's even scarier is when you haven't even said it to anybody and you just thought about it.
Well, that would be really funny.
And you're like, wait a second. Like,
hey, now. But yeah, it's scary. I mean, we're at the point in technology to where you feel like anything's possible.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, most of the people I know who have a laptop, they keep a piece of tape over their webcam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Of course.
Man. Hell, I do it at work.
Yeah, because you never know.
Yeah. And now I've got two sitting here.
Not that I'm doing any shit that the government would care about, but, you know, anyway, still.
Well, here's a question for you. So, if the FBI is always watching you, do you get a new agent every time you buy a new computer, or do you get stuck with the same guy through the course of your life?
I don't know, but that's some fucking sketchy shit, too. Like, I don't know why the FBI would follow me, but there's got to be a ton of fucking FBI agents to keep up with all that shit.
I tell you, the one that's watching me, I'm just going to apologize to you now because I know it's boring as shit.
Yeah, it's boring as hell.
Well, he's sitting on his couch again. He's watching TV again.
Well, let's hear some Kamikaze Zombie.
Kamikaze Zombie, which song?
The Stone Giant.
Here you go. We'll be right back. Have you ever used virtual reality?
Yeah, I have. It's really cool, man. It's like you're there. I mean, it really is. And I like simulators, too.
That's cool. Have you ever tried the Google Glass?
Don't know what it is.
Well, supposedly, the way that it used to work before they canceled it, little headset, had a little piece of glass over like your right eye, and you could see information about people as you were walking down the street. You could look up stuff immediately.
Weird.
Yeah, I think they had an invasion of privacy sort of
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems, I don't know, man. It seems like it would get annoying.
It could.
Being in your face like that to me.
Yeah, and having to scroll every 3 seconds to scroll more information. Well, do you think we'll ever get to the place where that's standard? Like, everybody you meet, there's like a little bubble above their head that shows their contact information, email, phone number.
I hope not, because that's kind of like you were saying, an invasion of your privacy. You know, I'm a private person. I wouldn't want my shit just out there like that.
Well, I mean, there's probably a setting. You choose who you share with.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? That's the whole thing, man. Who knows where technology's going to take us?
Well, they're supposed to reintroduce Google Glass, but a different style, and actually have it as a contact.
That's what I was thinking. When you think it'll ever get to the point where it's like, you know, you can have your lenses replaced in your eyes, where they replace it with, and you just have a permanent
probably
screen that you interact with, like with the glove, or however it would work. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd like a projection. You can just.
Yeah, that would be insane.
Be kind of cool, though.
It would, but...
You could change your eye, your color, your contact, your... let me try that again. You could change the color of your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be crazy, man.
I wonder if they'll ever get to that point where we're basically just all Sims.
Like, plugged in?
Plugged in, little chip in your neck. How do you know, choose your skin.
How do you know we're not in the Matrix right now?
Hey, we might be. I don't know.
What if deja vu's just a glitch in the system?
Could be.
That's far out, I know, but still, it's a cool idea. I mean, you never know.
What was that I was reading?
Will it get to the point where people are so, you know, thinking their life is shitty that they want to plug into some kind of alternate reality?
Get away from
everything? Just stay plugged in? Yeah.
It could possibly get there.
And it seemed like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, deja vu, I think deja vu is just... That's your last checkpoint.
Yeah.
That's where you died in your next life.
Reboot.
Yeah. Well, I got this far.
Yeah. Or at like Avatar, you know how Avatar is?
Mm-hmm.
How they do? Will you be able to plug into something like that and it be so realistic that... Because virtual reality, you don't really feel anything.
Right.
I mean, you see it, it's visual, but you don't feel like cold or heat or, you know, any sensation. Do you think it'll ever get to a point where it'll be virtual reality will be so realistic that you really feel like you're there?
I think it could get there.
I think so too, especially with the chip in the brain thing. If they tap into your neuro system, I mean, damn.
They can pretty much control everything you do.
Yeah, or see, feel.
Did you ever see the movie Source Code?
Mm-mm.
With, I think Jake Gyllenhaal was in it?
Mm-mm.
Well, basically, he was like a agent, and he was supposed to save this girl on this train. Well, every time that he would fail, he would die, and it would reboot the system, and then he would have to go through the simulation again. But he didn't know it was a simulation.
Right.
He thought it was real, kind of like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was a neat movie.
It's interesting to think about, because you know we have the technology for stuff like that, man.
Okay.
I mean, they're getting really far out with stuff. You know, I don't know. It may be like that one day. It's fucking crazy.
I mean, they've got so much technology now. Have you seen the guitar that actually it teaches you to play?
No, but that's a cool concept.
It's called like the G-tar. They had it on Kickstarter, and it links with your phone. It's got a little docking base in the body of the guitar. When you link it in, it lights up the chords you're supposed to hold. And on beginner, when you strum the guitar, it mutes the other chords. Like, if you hit the wrong ones as you're strumming, it mutes them. On intermediate, it doesn't mute them, but it kind of plays them. And then on advanced, you just play however you want. And then there's a free mode where you...
So you know when you're fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That'd be cool for kids, especially learning to play, starting out.
Mm-hmm. Light up the chords you're supposed to hold.
That's cool.
Yeah. Let's play some music.
All right.
What you got?
Modern Day Outlaw, Moving On.
Let's finish the game. The way my daddy raised me, I don't give a damn. I'm an Alabama man. Gotta take a stand, and there's no one left to save me. I won't be the one left behind. I won't turn back time. No more looking over my shoulder. The path I lead is a road that's left behind. No more looking over. Coming back and no one left to blame. Working 9 to 5, just a way to stay alive. This ain't no way to live, man. Something's gotta give. I won't be the one left behind. Like Johnny Cash said, I walk the
This is Broken Factory Windows with Downfall.
Comes back.
main problem with AI, they think, is not going to be like robots destroying us all. It's going to be like some kind of entity taking over the grid, all our computer systems, and basically
a virus,
I guess. I mean, no, I think it's more like some computer somewhere becomes self-aware and then takes over all the other computers, basically.
And views humans as the enemy.
Basically. Like Skynet.
Yeah, makes sense.
Terminator. But that's the real fear, anyway. Not robots, not an artificial intelligent robot, which I guess possibly if you created a robot like Rosie on the Jetsons to clean your house and it went murderous, that would be an issue, but it wouldn't take over the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We want rights. Do you think they'll want rights for?
They would have to become self-aware to want rights, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they would have to already be above what we think they can become. They would have to become humanistic.
Yeah. That's still just.
Autonomous. They'd have to become autonomous, definitely. Free thinking, however you want to word it.
Yeah. Do you think we could win a war against robots?
I don't know what model of robot are you talking about. Like, look at iRobot, something like that. Very fucking doubtful. I mean, yeah. It all depends. If you're talking about a war against robots, maybe. But if you're talking about something taking over computers, period. No. Right. No, they'd just nuke us and it's over.
Yeah, because they'd be, yeah. Well, what? Sorry, I'm thinking faster than I'm talking. What if we had the chip that they're talking about implanting us with that we can just, you know, download all the information that we need in life and it gets corrupted?
I know that. I hear you. Well, how would that work? I mean, if you had a chip, if we got chips, what happens if the chip gets a virus?
Do we shut down?
You know, speaking of chips, I read or heard somewhere on a podcast or something that either one of those, like Norway or Finland, one of those type countries over there where they're real open-minded, you know, real liberal, they're going to vote soon on something about chips. Some kind of chip implant to keep up with the population and shit like that. I don't know. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know where I heard it.
Looks like Sweden.
Sweden. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, chip implants. You walk into a grocery store. Well, you know, even with the, is that Amazon? Where there's no cashiers, there's no anything. You have to have an account. And when you walk in, you pick up whatever off the shelf. And I'm not talking into my microphone. You pick up things off your shelf, and it charges your account that way.
Yeah, that's weird.
There's no registers. There's no checkout. There's no cashiers. It's just a standalone store. You walk in, whatever you pick up, it registers in your Amazon cart, and when you walk out the door, it scans your phone or scans the item and charges you.
So is that kind of what they're doing in Sweden? Is it? What is that chip all about?
Biohacks. They've already installed around 4,000 chips in customers, inserted them just below the thumb.
Yeah, that's what I was seeing.
They can use the implant to open secure doors, pay for tickets, and share emergency information with medical personnel. The chip's about the size of a Tylenol pill. It only costs $180. So
yeah, hey. But look, dude, you're also letting the government track your every move. It's probably got a listening device. I mean, shit like that. Come on, man.
I mean, they already do. Put,
that's going to start the revolution in America. If they start wanting us to be chip implanted, it's not going to happen. It's like taking our guns away. That shit ain't going down.
I hate to say this to you, but that whole revolution in America thing, that's already come and gone. It's never going to happen because the people who should revolt are too scared to revolt. And the others who won't revolt is because the government's taking care of them.
See, now we're getting to the Second Amendment and out of artificial intelligence. But that's what I think. If something's going to cause a revolution in America, it's going to be trying to take our guns or going to some kind of chip.
Nah, because they'll just add the chip along with the welfare cards, so that
you're only going to have the weak getting those. If you want to call people on welfare a week, you might want to cut this out.
I'm not cutting that out. I'm keeping that. You know my feelings on that.
But, I mean, I don't know. Do you think it'll come to that point where people will agree to get a chip implanted in their hand, like in Sweden?
I think so.
And that's your bank account, that's your medical information, that's your who you are, your social security number, everything?
I think certain people will. I think they'll
see it. And everything's downloaded to that chip. It's your cell phone. I mean,
I think they'll see it as a way for them to be taken care of, honestly. I mean, you look at the people who are on welfare. I'm not saying the ones who don't deserve welfare. I'm not talking about the cripples, the ones who actually can't work. I'm talking about the ones who are too lazy to work and don't want to get off their ass and want the government to take care of them. I'm talking about those. They go, oh yeah, that'd be a great idea because now I'll know when my money is there and I can go get my beer and cigarettes.
I don't know. I don't think people will agree to that shit. I mean, that's what I think. Well, I wouldn't agree to it. You ain't putting shit in me, man.
here's the scarier part of that whole scenario. You don't have a choice to agree.
Revolt.
You get shot in the head.
I believe, guns. Let them. I mean, if that's what it's going to be.
I believe that's the way it's going to go down. Is eventually military control will take place.
No. That's not going to happen, brother.
And you have two options.
The only way they're going to do that is nuke people, dude. They don't have a military big enough to take us over. There's no military in the world except for maybe China to even have a shot. Our own don't have a shot.
And that'll be the way it'll be. You either take the chip or you take a bullet to the head. Those are your choices, my friend.
Well, when it comes to that, you're going to see a revolution. That's exactly my point. You can't go around shooting everybody in the head. We have guns in America. That's why we have the Second Amendment, to prevent tyrannical shit like that.
Damn, did I hit a nerve on that one?
Oh, you did. And on that note, let's play Seven Stone Riot, Scratching the Surface.
Here we go.
My mind, controlled by chaos. Guilty conscience, faced with humility, I'll reveal my strength in time, I'll conquer all my evil, stop and take the blind, the blind. I'm scratching the surface, I'm scratching the surface.
all I see in the mirror is a face I used to recognize, an empty shell that used to believe in forever. They say home is where you lay your head, but home is just a state of mind.
Sleeve Signals with Edge of My Sanity.
So let's talk about this phone watch weird thing you got going on.
Well,
over there.
You've been talking about the implant. There's a bracelet that actually projects your phone onto your wrist, and it's waterproof. And what it is when you get a phone call or something, you can just kind of shake your wrist, and it'll display down your arm. It's
like
touch
a projector.
Screen. Yeah. And
how touch. Does the touch work? That's weird, man. Because if you look at it on the arm, it's, how does it know where you're touching? Is it?
It's that infrared thing. They had a little keyboard at one point. It was tiny, like the size of a tape dispenser. And when you push the on button, it displays the characters on a flat surface, and it would type.
Yeah, that's cool. You know. And that looks like the size of your phone. It's just like your phone screen on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're doing crazy stuff with technology now, and it's just, it's scary, but it's also really cool.
Do you think it'll get to a point where we have robotic maids and landscapers and shit like that?
I think so. I mean, eventually. Have you checked out the new Tesla Roadster?
You know I have.
This bad boy lives sweet.
Bro, 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds. That is un-fucking real, especially for an electric car.
Hell yeah.
It looks good, too.
Top speed of 250.
It's fucking sharp, man. 620 miles range is fucking phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Dude. It's also a four-seater with a glass roof.
That's pretty sweet. Like a dome?
No, I think it's more like what do you call it? A sunroof that pops out.
Mm.
But it fits in the trunk. But what about the S? The S has autopilot. It's got all these hidden features where you can like make it dance and shit. Park itself. It's fucking unreal. Autopilot. Like it'll drive itself, bro.
Wow. I remember when the coolest thing on a car was it would parallel park itself.
Yeah. I saw a fucking YouTube video where, you know how they got these guys that like try to block people in, park really close to them, and then video it just to see people's reaction mm-hmm. where they can't get in their car? Well, this chick had a Mercedes and it had that parallel parking, how it would park itself.
Yeah.
So she mashed some button on the fucking fob and it reversed itself right out of the parking place. And she got in and left, looked around and left and was like, fuck them.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Nice. That's some cool shit.
But Tesla, man, Elon Musk is fucking brilliant.
Well, they're supposed to be bringing out an electric truck soon. I don't know when, maybe in the next year or so.
I'm surprised he's not marketing a bike. Is there an electric bike?
I think
like
so.
Like a motorcycle, like a crotch rocket or some shit.
Yeah, they're talking about going to those. You know,
the lightweight, the battery, I guess, would be the problem.
Yeah.
On a motorcycle, how could you have a large enough battery on a bike?
Well, you know, they're saying that Harley Davidson sales are down. Like the old school, wah, 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 wah.
Well, they charge too fucking much.
That, and they say millennials are not driving them as much.
Well, millennials aren't going to be interested in a cruiser bike anyway because they're all a bunch of snowflake fucking fairies. I'm just saying, bro.
But, I mean, they're talking about bringing out an electric bike for that, and, I mean, they've got that little moped
thing.
Like
an electric bicycle? That'd be more like a millennial's alley or their ass, either way, however you want to put that.
Well, yeah, it's only about $1,500.
For a fucking bicycle?
A bicycle. It's a Rad City step through.
How do they, are they even allowed to use rad describing that fucking bullshit out there?
I don't know, he's like four times in the review, though.
There's nothing rad about that, man. This fucking looks like something an old man would ride.
That's the way of the future, man.
Snowflakes.
But yeah, they're supposed to be bringing an electric truck.
I was wondering when, like, the thing about that is, can they get the power? I mean, if you can make a fucking car go 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds, you ought to be able to come up with the power for a truck, like as far as tow capacity or towing power, however you want to put it.
Rivian rolled one out in Los Angeles back in December. It's not a pretty truck.
Is that considered artificial intelligence? Autopilot cars, because the Teslas, you can put it on autopilot and you're not even driving it. It's driving its fucking self.
I think so.
That's real. That's real. The Tesla S does that.
I think so. Well, look at even the cars that don't drive themselves, but the ones with cruise control, you can set them to car links in front of you. That way that you're not tailgating somebody. And it will slow down.
Well, that's the way the Tesla does. But, like, I'll tell you, my wife's got a Honda, man, and it auto-corrects. If you go to run off the road, it pulls the wheel over. It's fucking weird when you're driving and it takes the wheel. It's fucking weird, man. But that car's cool. You don't have to adjust your brights. It automatically turns the brights on and off. And it's just a Honda.
Oh. Well, my
I guess
girl
that's considered artificial intelligence.
I mean,
automatically
I guess
tells you the speed limit wherever you are.
Well, my girl's got she just bought a Toyota RAV4, and it's got the auto headlights. Dude, I hate these things. I do.
I don't like it either, but I don't like the auto correct either. Because if you get to the side, to the line, it reads it, and it tries to bring you back over in the lane, and it fucks with you like,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, this one, whenever it detects headlights coming at you, it's supposed to dim. But a lot of times it doesn't.
Hers works pretty good.
I don't know. Maybe the sensor's off or something, but I don't
hers has the auto brake feature and shit too, which is weird to me.
Yeah, I don't
It'll
like
brake for you if you're not paying attention.
I don't like
to
giving
me,
that
it's
much
like,
control.
That'll make me fucking have a wreck if something takes control. I'm like, fuck,
give me the car back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the whole things driving for me, and I don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't trust those self-driving cars.
The autopilot shit.
Like Uber, like the self-driving Ubers that they're trying to release out in Los Angeles.
Well, they have released those.
But aren't they still running into trouble with them?
I don't know. I saw a video where a guy ordered a pizza and it came in one. Mm. Like it was an auto deliver.
Well, I know Amazon started that drone.
And
the
back window rolled down.
Yeah.
And it had like a thing in there for him to swipe his card, and his fucking pizza was like there. And it was an autopilot car. There was nobody driving the motherfucker. He was like recording it on his phone. That shit was wild.
Well, you know, Amazon's got those where they drop your packages to you by drones.
Fuck. That's AI though, right?
It is. I mean, yeah.
I don't know, man. The world's getting weird, but it's cool.
It's
cool to live in this time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was watching something. I watch a lot of those stupid videos on YouTube. And they were talking about that every so many millennia, there's a natural disaster that actually wipes humans out, or a quarter of them.
Or a disease or something.
Yeah, something happens, and it wipes civilization back basically to the Stone Age.
Knocks
and then you have
back,
to rebuild. Because they've supposedly proven that we've been, I don't know if that we've been this advanced, but we've been close to being this advanced. You know,
technology gets lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, comet hits, meteor
hits.
Yeah,
there's a lot of theories about that with the Egyptians, too, that something happened, some kind of event we are not aware of yet, that caused a lot of the knowledge they have to be lost.
Well, I mean, look at
the fire at Alexandria. A lot of knowledge was lost in that, man.
Yeah.
A lot of fucking knowledge.
Well, look at the pyramids. I mean, you take it to the pyramids, those stones had to be exact, you know.
Not just that, just the carvings on some of the the spires and shit around them is like, they say the technology it took to create something that precise,
mm-hmm.
that we might not be able to do that now with lasers in rock like that.
Right.
That it was that. It was either that painstakingly slow, or they had some super fucking technology.
Aliens.
Well, a lot of people say that. I mean, I'm not, you know, I believe it's a possibility. I mean, we already know there's Earth twin planets out there and shit like that where life could live. But, I mean, it's something.
Yeah, it really is.
It's not just that. What about the spheres? What about the Nazca lines? We could do a whole podcast about that kind of shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a door under one of the sphinxes, under its right foot, that nobody's allowed to open. Nobody knows what's in it.
We just jumped subject like a motherfucker.
Well, we segued.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there like that.
I think there's a lot of questions that we'll never have answers to.
Not in our lifetime, anyway.
I don't know that anybody will ever get answers, honestly.
Things that happened in the past, yeah, I mean, how would you get an answer to something like that?
I mean, supposedly they found the Ark, supposedly. Supposedly they found the...
I don't see what the significance of finding something like that is. For one thing, that's a bullshit story. It's scientifically proven already that all the life on this planet didn't come from some motherfucker loading a bunch of animals in an ark, man. That is a ridiculous notion.
But they've also found they've also found proven evidence where the sea waters have risen.
I mean, I'm not denying that. That can happen. Look, dude, at one time the whole world was tropical paradise.
Oh, yeah.
When the dinosaurs were roaming, there weren't
in the Bible.
Well, there weren't no ice caps then, dude. The world was different than what it is now.
Oh, yeah. Well, this world's gone through so many changes, and it'll probably go through so many more.
That's like the climate change argument. That's a bunch of bullshit. The climate's always changed on this planet. To think that we have an effect on something like that is just arrogance.
Yeah.
The Earth is the mother, and the mother will purge us off this motherfucker when she gets ready to.
And the Earth is a self-healing organism.
Mm-hmm. And the Earth is an organism.
Right.
I mean, that's the way it works, and we're a virus.
Yeah, pretty much.
But anyway...
But
let's play some Thousand Years Wide. Yo, yo.
Love for me. Take a seat.
skin jacket with Betrayed.
And that was our perspective on artificial intelligence. Could be really cool. Could or be
could disastrous. Be apocalyptic. Armageddon-ish. Revelation 13.
Well, Sweden said, to hell with your revolution, we're putting the chip in, so.
They're pretty liberal, man. Don't everybody in Sweden have to have a gun, or the government provides them a gun, or some shit like that?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Is it Sweden or Switzerland? It's one of those two.
One of them, there's no
guns. One of them's some gun-packing motherfuckers.
One is, and isn't one, like, you're not even allowed to have a gun at all?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I know one of them, it's like everybody has an AR.
Why would everybody need an AR?
It's just what the government does.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know. It's something to Google.
Yeah, we'll Google it next time. Coming up this week, we've got the Alt-Punk Palooza live at Sweetwater. Bull Moose, Alt Daughter, Kid Macho, and Crab Hammer will be playing.
Sounds like a cool show.
I think I'm going to be there.
I'd like to be there. When is it?
It's February 8th.
Is that next weekend?
It is.
Let's do it.
And it kicks off at 9 o'clock. It's on Old Norcross Road in Duluth. So if you can make it, definitely come out, because I think that could be a really cool show.
I really like Bull Moose.
We haven't gone to a live show in a while, and I think this would be a good opportunity.
An awesome opportunity.
Everything's an awesome opportunity.
A fun-filled adventure.
Dude, we got to do more live shows. Bands out there, if you're listening to this podcast, hit us up with your live shows. We want to promote them. We want to come out to them.
We will get your name out there as much as possible.
Like, share, and subscribe. Can they subscribe? Yeah, they can subscribe. Mixcloud. Yeah, go create an account. Because we're not the only cool podcast on there. There's plenty of more stuff to listen to. But basically, just come for us.
Yeah, if you think we're assholes, there's always something for everybody.
There's always something to listen to. What song are we playing next?
Let's do some PhD, Love is a Comet.
Tale of a comet spinning me around.
this thing with From the Pub to the Graveyard, Cuddle Drug, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.